get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day goes to a young 18-year-old rapper named YBN Almighty J. Now, YBN Almighty J is an anti-social distancer. And you know what I say about anti-social distancers? They are the same type of folks who wouldn't have gotten on the ark when Noah told them it was about to rain. And we've seen so many stories of anti-social distancers getting sick. And in some cases, like Bishop Gerald Glenn, who said, God is larger than Corona. Well, he died. So when we tell you that you need to practice antisocial distancing, we are telling you not just for your own good, but for the good of others, because we all got things to do. We all need to get back outside so we can get back to the real hustle of life. And we can't do that unless we social distance and flatten this curve. You see, social distancing is working all around the country. So we need to continue to do more of it so we can get back outside. Now, YBN Almighty J is upset with us because of this rumor report. Let's hear it.
YBN Almighty J, he was talking to TMZ, and he said that he's just not taking coronavirus seriously. Here's what he said.
I've been recording music and playing the game, sleeping. I don't know. I ain't been really taking it serious. I just wish I could go somewhere, but I still been having, like, girls and stuff, like, pull up to the spot.
Even though you're supposed to be social distancing?
Of course. We don't social distance.
Are you checking their temperature or anything when they come in? Like, are you taking any precautions?
Wow, man.
Well, he's a young man who also has he also has unprotected sex with randoms, I'm sure. So if you have unprotected sex with randoms, you damn sure ain't afraid of no coronavirus.
Right. So even though he's staying in the house, you can't just be meeting women and inviting them over during this time. You could be infecting them with coronavirus once they infect you and you're spreading it around. It's really time to maybe just be celibate for a second. But
he's a young man who I'm sure takes chances with his penis and has a lot of unprotected sex with randoms. So he responded to that by posting that on his Instagram, and he put this caption. Some things in this world I would never understand. I get judged so much by lame ass mother effers that don't know me in real life and mother effers that just dry hate on young Negroes. This right here crazy. Swipe left to see a different response to the same statement. F at Breakfast Club AM, old miserable bitches. First of all, YBN Almighty J, compared to you, you're 18, I'm 41, I'm old, I get it. I may even be a bitch, depending on the circumstances, and I'm fine with that. But miserable? Never. My life is amazing. My self-worth is more than my net worth, but my net worth isn't bad. What say you, Envy?
Mine is pretty good. I'm all right out here.
What say you, Yee?
It's decent, yeah. I'm happy.
Okay. So nobody's miserable in the room.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody good. All right. Okay. All right. Now the reason why YBN Almighty J is getting donkey of the day is because clearly he just wants attention. He's sitting in the house quarantined and he's happy he got mentioned on the Breakfast Club. And listen, if you didn't like what we said, cool. Okay. You have every right to respond, but let's state the facts. You posted a clip of the Breakfast Club talking to Boosie and you edited the clip to make it seem like we had nothing we had something to say about you being an anti-social distancer, but didn't reply to Boosie. You said swipe left to see a different response to the same statement. Can we hear the clip that YBN Almighty J posted on his Instagram?
And speaking of strangers, how long you been with this woman? Because you got to be quarantining right now, so you should be social distancing. So you must know
you
this woman.
I ain't worried about
all that social distancing and all that shit. You know how I go.
But how long ago? We just seen a couple of weeks ago, you was not mad at possibly hollering at Rihanna.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, last time I checked, this Boosie interview we did on Breakfast Club, it got like a million views. So clearly, you are one of those people who watched the whole interview, or maybe you didn't watch the whole interview. I'm thinking you didn't watch the whole interview. But no, I think you did watch the whole interview. But you decided to edit it to make yourself look good. Even though you know we push back on Boosie being an anti-social distancer, let's hear it. And speaking of strangers, how long you been with this woman? Because you got to be quarantining right now, so you should be social distancing. So you must know this woman.
Threesomes, you're not quarantining.
I ain't worried about all that social distancing and all that quarantine. We threw a party ass everywhere.
Well, don't say that, Boosie. That come shut you down, Boosie.
Yeah, don't say. You don't, people are really sick. I wouldn't say
you don't,
quarantine.
You don't believe in coronavirus, Boosie?
I think I had it all. But I don't give a about no corona, but I kind of basically live on faith.
People are dying though, Boosie.
Yeah, but people are surviving too.
I get what you're saying, but you know, they say faith without works is dead. So if they tell you that you can social distance and wear a mask to prevent from getting it, you can work towards not getting it.
I guess, but I ain't trying to let that stress me out as far as like it doing everybody else. Every day I'm trying to have fun, get money, and turn up.
No, Boosie, coronavirus is killing people. We got to flatten this curve. All we need is a little social distancing for a couple of weeks.
All right, Boosie, you got to stay healthy out there in that, though.
Man, we going to be all right, man. All y'all got to do is pray about it, man.
But I ain't messing with the corona, though, Boosie. I ain't messing with that. I'm scared.
I'm not trying to up the chances.
Yeah, and I worry about you, Boosie, because you got diabetes, and corona is really taking people out who have pre-existing health conditions, man. So you got to be cautious, bro.
Yeah, that's what they say. But I got to live. If it's time for me to die, it's time for me to die.
Come on, Almighty J. You heard that as well. You knew that, young man. But you wanted to manipulate your followers. You really wanted to show your followers that the Breakfast Club is talking about you, so you had to act fake mad and edit a Boosie interview to create a story. You are acting like the media you claim to be mad at. What you did is clickbait. This is Donald Trump 6ix9ine level trolling. You are doing what a lot of people in your generation do, and that's clout chase. Look, you got 550 comments out of the deal. Congratulations, sir. Matter of fact, let's see if we can double that this morning. Let's have a petty party this morning. Let's go to YBN Almighty J's IG page. That's what it is. It's YBNALMIGHTYJAY, YBN Almighty J. Let's go to his page and leave the donkey emoji and some hand claps in his mentions because he got the attention he's looking for. And we can celebrate that with a round of applause. Okay. Round of applause for your editing skills. Round of applause for the attention you receive from doing this, because I don't think we've talked about the young man on here before. I know YBN Cordae has been here. YBN Cordae is a fantastic artist. I don't think we've ever talked about Jay, but Jay, in case you're upset with what I was saying, by you still sleeping with randoms during a global pandemic, you probably are used to sleeping with women unprotected, so you're used to taking risks. But the moral of the story is, King, don't take risk with your health, okay? You don't have to YOLO your life away. You wouldn't play a game of Russian roulette, would you? So why play Russian roulette with your health by having random women come over to sleep with them? I would say it's your life, but in a case like this, it's not just your life, because you are putting other people at risk too, because you get sick, don't show symptoms, run around wherever you live, and possibly infect other people. And you, sir, are a rapper. Concerts are canceled until fall 2021. That means no show money. You know why? Because people like you don't want to follow the rules and social distance, okay? We got to flatten the curve. So not only are you going to be possibly sick, you might be potentially broke. That money going to get low, okay? So excuse me for looking out for you, Almighty J, okay, by telling you that you need the social distance. But once again, antisocial distances are the same type of people who wouldn't have gotten on the ark when Noah told them to. So look, we can tell you all day to social distance, but if you don't want to, let them drown. Please give the young man Almighty J the biggest he are.
All right.
That's right. And make sure you go to YBN Almighty J's Instagram page. YBNALMIGHTYJAY. Let's have a little petty party. Give him a round of applause and also put the donkey emoji in his comments. And maybe tell a young man why he should, you know, be social distancing. He's 18. He just needs to learn. That's all. God bless him. And you know how I know he probably was having unprotected sex and taking risks? That's what I was doing at 18.
Oh, my okay? goodness. All right.
That's how I know.
Well, thank you for that.
Donkey of the day or not, everybody, please just be safe, okay?
Right.
You never know what's going to happen. We've seen a lot of people who did not think they could potentially catch it, didn't take it seriously, end up getting sick or infecting somebody else. Just please take it seriously. That's all we're saying. We'll say that to anybody who's not following the rules.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that, donkey.
You know, I know you say it to anybody because you said it about one of your some of your Cowboys players, including Dak Prescott. So
that's right.
I did give it the donkey of the day for Dak. Dak and Zeke. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, you old miserable bitch. You.
I'm not miserable.
That's all of us.
Old bitch. Old bitch. I may be an old bitch, but I'm not miserable.
All right. We got more coming up next. We're the Breakfast Club.